don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'm damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. Sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle fly high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet of God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show, second hour on this hump day Wednesday, August 28th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. Again, the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, everything will work out today. Father God, we ask if those computers get to Devin on time this afternoon, giving him time to program them, get down here tomorrow, get them installed tomorrow night so we're back up and running on Friday. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Want to let you know about a event that's touring around Northern Michigan. Former State Senator Tanya Shoemaker, the Kent County Clerk Lisa Possumus Lyons, and a few other folks are in Marquette today at noon and Escanaba tonight, and then they're driving back to St. Ignace. So we are looking basically at election integrity. This is a tour that they put together to educate the public about voting, about the process. The process is very simple. When they explain it and break it down to people, they'll understand how the voting actually takes place. Once you turn your ballot in, then what happens? That's the basis for this tour. Educate the public about the process and how it's supposed to work. Now, they're going to be in Sheboygan tomorrow and Alpena tomorrow night. Well, tomorrow's show, we will have former Senator Tanya Shoemaker on the show to talk about the tour, talk about what they convey, basically what you can learn when you come to these meetings. And I believe Sheboygan is at noon to 1:30 at the Sheboygan Opera House. And then Alpena tomorrow night, I think 5:30 to 7 is going to be at the Community College. So we'll get that information for you tomorrow show when Senator Tanya Shoemaker comes on. Looking forward to hearing, hopefully, some of you will be able to attend Sheboygan and or Alpena and then call into the show and give us a field report to let us know what you learned, what they were able to convey to you, what your understanding of the information was, so that you can help us better get this information out to everybody. So greatly appreciate them doing this. Here coming on the show tomorrow, and greatly appreciate the information being shared around Northern Michigan by this group of folks that she's part of. And I'll let her explain it all to you tomorrow. Again, Sheboygan tomorrow, noon to 1:30, I believe, is the time at the Sheboygan Opera House, and then the Community College in Alpena from 5:30 to 7. So we'll get all confirmation of all that, be able to give it to you, and looking forward to getting the information out so that you guys can go and participate. Now, one of the things that I found to be interesting, we'll get into this story after the break. Pushback from J.D. Vance's visit in Big Rapids, what the other side is talking about, and pretty interesting discussion. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. During the event that J.D. Vance attended there in McCosta County, MERS News Service reporter spoke to Kim Tate from Clare, a city in Isabella County and her 11-year-old son, Oliver. Kate is daughter of Orman Hook, a Mecosta County school psychologist and another vocal anti-Goshen advocate. Kate said her family is supporting the Trump Vance ticket and that her biggest concerns right now are immigration and the economy. The border, I just can't wait to get that shut down. It really makes me nervous, all these people coming into our country illegally every single day. If you're our town, you got a big bus full of illegal immigrants dropped off, no bedding, no change of clothes, something that our small town of Clare, Michigan couldn't support. It was scary to even think about it. Tate's also motivated to vote this election cycle because one of her sons officially begins his service in the U.S. Navy on December 9th. I'm very concerned about war, and people respect Donald Trump. Donald Trump just knew how to talk to these other officials, people in authority in other countries. As far as it coming to Goshen, I guess I'm opposed to any foreign country coming over to America and taking giant farmland soils away from us. Also, this plant would be very close to our military base in Grayling, Michigan. That makes me nervous. I'm not against green energy or anything like that, but I think they tried to do it too quick and too much on the down low. Not enough transparency, not enough public input. Oliver, the 11-year-old, said, "It's really fun to come to today's event. We all have one thing in common. We like Trump and we like J.D. Vance." Pretty well spoken for an 11-year-old. Also, another person they spoke to, 42-year-old Jewel Miracle, horticulturist and biologist from nearby Reed City in Osceola County. This is kind of interesting because as they were talking, a drone flew over, took their picture, waved to the camera. Miracle said, whether it's Goshen or Gerber food products, large-scale operations coming in makes me feel real uneasy about our watershed, our farming communities, and what our children are going to grow up seeing and having to deal with. I feel that we have big expanses of abandoned property elsewhere that could be better utilized instead of using huge tracts of farmland. The way Goshen did it seemed kind of sneaky. Explaining how she returned to Reed City to care for ailing parents after living in Missouri and Oklahoma. She loves Michigan's changing seasons, the people, the fishing, and the hunting opportunities. When asked what is one misconception people have about Trump Vance supporters, she said it's simple. They think we're unhinged and crazy. We're not. A lot of us are stay-at-home moms, scientists, auto mechanics, and farmers. Just general, run-of-the-mill people. If you leave your lights on in your car, we actually come over and let you know. We're just as normal as everyone can possibly be. Lastly, another individual, Walter Howard, a 64-year-old retired public health worker who's lived in Big Rapids for 40 years. He had a very interesting perspective. He expressed how he doesn't always trust manufacturers and large corporations moving in, especially into northern Michigan. Having grown up near or on dirt roads, where refined treatments came from used oil. We used to spray it on the dusty roads to keep the dust down. He said from lumber companies to chemical companies, he believes the area is vulnerable to being misused and then leaving the locals holding the bag for their mistakes. However, he plans to vote for Harris and loves Governor Gretchen Whitmer, even though he is against the Goshen battery plant. I think Republicans just want a torpedo. That's why they've picked up on this issue. Honestly, Harris personally has nothing to do with Goshen. This was all done at the state level. I just think it's more of one of those things that you've turned it into a political thing and they want to try to align the Democrats with the Communist Party in China. He said he believes that it seems Trump has for Americans is fear, anxiety, and basically acts like a bully on the playground. Even before the start of Vance's remarks, the Harris campaign issued a list of lies to look out for, providing that Harris does not support electric vehicle mandates, but instead has provided groundbreaking subsidy and tax credits for electric vehicles. Her team relayed a report by the project of the Annenberg Public Policy Center, which was published during the Trump White House administration, claiming that the economy lost 2.7 million jobs, home prices rose by 27%, and unemployment increased by 1.7 percentage points. Of course, much of that was during the China virus pandemic. So you have to factor that in as well. But what they're basically trying to do, folks, is they're trying to recreate Kamala Harris. Now, again, watching Tiger baseball last night, they were in a rain delay until about 9:30. The game didn't finish up until after midnight. Tigers won, by the way, their, I believe, fifth straight victory. Now, for the first time, they're over 500 heading into the last 29 games of the season. But during the Tiger baseball game, these attack ads, Make America Great Again PAC and others, running Kamala Harris's own words. Radical policies, radical ideas, talking about illegals crossing the border as undocumented workers. That's what she calls them in the commercial, saying that she would not treat them like criminals. Her own words. Weak on the border, weak on illegal immigrations coming into America. Kamala Harris is dangerous, is basically what the commercial said. Pretty impactful. And see, here's the problem. She has said these things recently. This isn't something that you have to go back 20 some years back when she was a prosecutor in California with that younger face and big hairdo that she had at the time. She doesn't look like that anymore, even though they have some of those commercials playing as well. One of those commercials, very impactful, very thin, blonde lady, talking about an illegal immigrant that was in custody, charged with a crime that prosecutor Kamala Harris set free. Well, he attempted to carjack and rob this lady, cracking her skull with a tire iron. Pulled her out of the vehicle, whacked her on the head, and then, using her own vehicle, tried to run over her. Kamala Harris, in that younger face, big hairdo, said in the commercial, she let this person out. And then they cut back to this woman, and she said, if Kamala Harris had not let this person out of jail, out of custody, he would not have been able to do this to me. I'm voting for Donald Trump. Very, very impactful ad. So, what do you guys think? Are they going to be able to remake Kamala? Are they going to be able to show that she is more of a moderate than she has, in her own words, said recently? And we're talking just a couple years ago. I don't think it's going to work, especially when it comes to inflation. The price of gasoline has gone up under the Biden-Harris administration. And then they cut to a snippet of her earlier, I believe this year actually, 2024, saying Biden economics is working. Then they cut to another consumer purchasing food at the grocery store, sitting there shaking their head as to how much money the cashier is asking for when she goes to pay. Then they cut to Kamala Harris. Biden economics, it's a good thing. One other point about this whole thing, not only economy, prices, food, energy, but basically security. As the border czar in charge of the border, now all of a sudden she's got a plan to spend $650 million in building more of the wall. $650 million? Are you kidding me? With government contracts using government scale pay to these construction companies, 650 miles, lady, is only going to get you probably a mile or two. Donald Trump had billions of dollars set aside out of the defense budget to complete the project. Biden comes in the office. You know what he did with the steel? He sold it for scrap. Get rid of the steel. Get it off the border right now. That was one of the very first things Joe Biden did when he got the keys to the Oval Office. Now, of course, they're having to replace all that steel at much higher prices thanks to Biden economics. Absolutely amazing. So this information is going to come out. It's going to come out in the debates. Very clear difference between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, who wants to be the next president. Bottom of the Hour Newsbreak, hour number two, we'll be right back.